Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2018, so we'll clear the date for everyone. And just take note how your body's feeling if you're connected in the distant past to this date. Here we go. I'll count to 20 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, and just note, connect with your body, see how it's feeling. And next, we'll charge up the light beam with source energy. Here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on with you or an owie or something, let's see if we can release the timeline on that. Here we go. Think about it. Releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Michelle, we'll put you on. See how you're doing.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. We have some good stuff in the inbox, but if you wanted to write in, you're welcome to. Our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I'm just going to jump right in, like I do. And we have a really good testimonial here, Ron. It says, it's about an archive, actually. I have lived with my 88-year-old mother for about 15 years now. She truly is one of the nicest people you could ever want to meet, and we get along quite well. But whenever she leans in for a hug or kiss, my skin crawls. The energy is so negative and nasty that I can't stand it. Because I pull away, it hurts her feelings, and I end up beating myself up about this as well. Why can't I get close to my mother, I asked myself. A few days ago, I was listening to an archive wherein Ron talks about shapeshifters in people, and he ran some energy to get them out of myself, as well as one other person, and I chose my mother. Even though it was only one shapeshifter, the results were remarkable. I can now get close to my mom, though I keep my shrink wrap on, and I've stopped beating myself up about it. This explains so much and has greatly improved our relationship. Of course, I didn't tell my mom about any of this, and I wonder how many other relationships are ruined because of these critters. Thank you, Ron. This means so much to both of us.
Well, thank you. Very good.
Wow. So I guess she feels that one of these was in her presence, and she could feel it. So glad it's gone. Wow. Interesting. And she didn't mention the date of that particular archive, but as many of you know, we all come across interesting things. So if it's something that you wish to share with everyone, like, oh, I found this great healing and it was on this certain show, you can let us know the date. Somebody else might be interested in finding it and using it for themselves as well. So thank you very much, listener. I'm glad that worked out for you. Okay, so I'm trying to find some emails like that we just got in. Ron, one of our listeners is wondering, I have no clue what words to run for the clearing keyword intercept. Any suggestions?
Well, just think of the words that we normally use. So time is used a lot. People might use love. You might... use the word that you have every day, maybe breakfast, lunch, dinner. You might maybe news, maybe you're a news person, maybe TV, television, maybe internet surfing, anything like that that comes across that you're using all the time for different words. And that's basically what it's for. So just try words like that that are simply used every day of the week. And what comes out of your mouth when somebody says, how are you? That's when they are, you see. And what do you say? Fine or, you know, okay? And you're probably not honest with the person when they ask you that. And so that's okay, too, because they may not want to hear your response. But... things like that are what, you know, normally, you know, you find. You go to a checkout counter, they say, did you find everything you're looking for? And, you know, you probably say, yeah, I did. And, you know, if you say, no, I didn't, what's their next answer? Are you going to ask them to have them personally escort you to the location of the item that you couldn't find? You know, they probably won't do that. Or they say, oh, I'm sorry, you know. Well, how sorry are you? You know, I'd feel great if you gave me $50 for feeling sorry. That'd make me feel wonderful. So anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right, good. And actually, as you were saying that, I did the word like, because apparently I still feel like it's the 80s sometimes. See, I use that word quite a bit. I decided to crash it. Okay, great. Yeah, that's one of the free clearings, and you can basically put in any words you want. There are so many words now. They're not necessarily words, Ron, but you know how people go, okay, ADD, it stands for something. Would you, if you wanted to crash that, would you crash the whole words, or would you crash the ADD, the letters that stand for the words? Like ADD means, let's say it stands for attention deficit disorder. Would you crash attention deficit disorder, or would you crash ADD?
I think either way would work.
Okay.
Whatever you're resonating to.
Oh, right.
It's how it's affecting you, and how the energy of the word comes into you yourself. So.
Okay. All right. So then the next one that we have, it says, Ron, it was extraordinary when I opened a magazine and you cleared the words on two pages. I believe you did this on a conference call last night. And thereafter removed cords. As a result, I felt a strong release. And it was clear how I was in bondage to these words. I have disposed of the magazine as it has no meaning for me or attachment. Thank you, Ron, for this feeling and gift of more freedom.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. And I can, there's a lot of people out there, maybe not listening, but, you know, the foreign currency situations, maybe the last 5 years, and the denarians wanted to spend, you know, a penny to get $1 million, you know, their currency. And so there are those websites that talk about, oh, it's happening tomorrow. Oh, man, it's going to be hitting. And, yeah, man, buy some more of this stuff here. You're going to be a trillionaire, you know, just got to spend, you know, $100 and you got it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so when you hear all that stuff, all those keywords are going into you. And you may want to start clearing those sites if you go on them, or the words that make you feel good. Maybe you've already spent your life savings on some dinar or other currency, and it hasn't hit yet. And now when you hear, oh, the dinar is going to hit, you get angry. You know? So, you know, that's another way of looking at it. So remember, these things do happen to people, and certain words are used all the time, and you want to get that energy off of those words. So, and how are they affecting you, and who is, what's riding along the energy with that word, you know, what's coming into you? So back to you.
Yeah, that whole dinar thing, I'm not even sure what to think of it. I just try to ignore it. Until I hear differently. But, okay, so let's see. We have a question. If you are not prepared or want to answer this, then we'll just move on. But someone's answering or asking, how is the universal shift going, speeding up or slowing down, any new development?
That's hard. I really can't answer that because I'm more in the present moment. So I'm not necessarily attached to the old Earth, which is cleaning up quite nicely. But as far as stuff like that, I don't really relate to it any longer. So back
all
to
right.
you.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. This is, I believe, a testimonial about a person's friend. It says, recently a dear friend of mine had to undergo a very serious surgery. Friends and family had gathered and concerned whether or not he would survive the procedure. I told myself with each passing hour post-op, my friend was gaining strength, but the reports weren't so good. 5 days after surgery, he was still in ICU. The doctors had to place him on continuous dialysis. And at this point, I petitioned Ron to transfer the patient to ICU on the light ship. Within 2 days, kidneys were functioning normally. Blood pressure was good, and he was able to breathe on his own. By the next morning, he sat in a chair and ate solid food. This rapid turnaround attests to the life-affirming transformational energies which Ron so generously shares with us. Remarkable. Wow.
Well, thank you for that. I think the gentleman was 88. So back to you.
Yes. Okay. This one says, hello, I have heard on the shows that you can send a copy of the 12 creation energies on the YouTube video. I will have to look that up. I'm actually going to star it. I know some people know exactly where to find those, but I believe they are on YouTube. So if you have a computer, it might be best to just go to the YouTube channel. In the meantime, I will try and look for a copy of that, listener. Okay, let's see here. Okay, now this is about kind of like computer stuff. So it says, I changed to a Gmail address, and there are three different places that they send your mail. It's either primary, social, or promotion. And the listener is just passing this along because Ron said to look in spam if anything is not showing up. And the listener says, well, I find all my Creation Lightship mail in the promotion inbox, and this is different than my old Yahoo account. So if that affects anyone with a Gmail address, they might be finding Creation Lightship mail in the promotion inbox. Okay, thank you, listener, for letting us know that. I'm still in Yahoo land, so I don't really know about that. Okay. I now have three PCs, two tablets, and an iPhone, so I can run stuff all day and all night long when I'm home. If I run those computers in my office, will I get the benefits anywhere in my home? I'm guessing that the light energy goes through walls and shouldn't be a problem, but I want to make sure.
Yeah, it'll go to your house and you. You can always put a picture of you, in front of each computer. That's one simple way to make sure that you're going to be getting it. But, yeah, we'll be running through there, through your house, and as you walk into the room, you might feel the energy connecting to you. Maybe a little stronger than it would be in a different room. But if you put a picture of you, maybe a face or full body picture in front of your computer, maybe put it on your keyboard or something and angle the monitor down a little bit so it's kind of like pointing at you or something, then it'll be running the same energy continuously to you. So back to you.
Okay, great. So this next email, I think, brought up a question for me. It says, a big thank you. A friend sent me this video again. I don't know if it's true, but certainly interesting. I noticed Ron cryptically commented things will get better, even for the old Earth. So I'm not exactly sure which video he is speaking of, but my my question is this that came up from reading this. If things will get better in general, let's say even for the older, are many things that we're being told about what's going on in the world, are they even true, or are there things that are completely made up to create a feeling in people?
Well, like I've said on many shows, if you didn't see it for yourself, then it may not be real. So that's how I would probably answer that question. You know, they can always tell you anything they want, and, you know, is it really that way? So just another timeline you're being hooked up to. So I would question everything that you're seeing and hearing. I think there was an incident where somebody was talking about some person got off of an airplane to see some devastation on a given day, and they're supposed to have like 80-mile-an-hour winds in that town, and the other person was there to view it. And they walked off the airplane, and their hair wasn't even blowing. So, you know, that's how they copy and paste stuff. And so you have to realize that. And then I remember seeing stuff where they had with the lady running for presidency, and they were able to take her standing at the podium. You might remember this, everybody. And they would superimpose a really beautiful backdrop behind her. And it was really just like, you know, maybe a gymnasium or something. But they made it look like, you know, it was like this really uptown place. And then they also had it where they copy and pasted the audience in front of her. And they showed a person with a cell phone taking a picture of her. And they zoomed in on the cell phone, and you could see the, you know, nobody in the audience, basically. And you could see the, you know, the backdrop of a curtain or something there. But yet what you saw from the picture, pulling back from the person with their cell phone in their hand, it looked beautiful and wonderful, you know. So, like I say, if you're not there yourself and you can't validate it, then naturally it may not be true. And then again, like I say, even in your house right now or wherever you're sitting listening, is the room next door to you actually there? Chances are it's not, but it will appear, it will manifest, it will be created for you in your holographic reality that you're living in when you open the door. So back to you.
Wow, okay. I know I've heard it before, but, you know, it's just mind-blowing because there's so many things out there that, you know, it's just endless. But, yeah, wow, that's interesting that a political speaker could have make it look like there's all this stuff going on and really nothing is going on at all. It's completely made up. Very strange.
Yeah, I can tell you, after looking at some planets that were here doing stuff, that they're abducting people onto, and there was five of them. There's nine, but I'll just talk about the two of them, which would be, we'll say, number four and number five. So number four planet was used to scan the Earth and like a copy machine. So it would get a certain location or area, we'll say, and it would scan it. And then it would transport whatever was there onto a different planet somewhere else in the darkness solar system. And then what they would do, so we'll just talk about saying it differently, they would find real trees and with their technology, they would remove all the trees and the soil. Then there would be just vacant ground there. Then they would transport that to their planet to have real trees there. Then they would make a copy of the real trees, making them clone trees, and reinsert them into that location. Now you have clone trees instead of real trees. And this, I believe, was also done in the California fires. When you look at that on YouTube, and there's trees next to a house that haven't been burned, but you see rubble there. So what I think was happening, they don't go this far with the story when they talk about it. You know, they do talk about some, you know, how weird it is and strange it is, and how they think something is being transmitted from the Beyondo, some type of, you know, pulse weaponry or something, lasers, et cetera, to take out just that one structure. But I'm going a step further with this here. So let's just say that the fire started and the aliens are looking at these houses, or maybe they're not even aliens, you know, who knows, but we'll just say they are. And they go, oh, man, I love this house on this street. It's a corner house. It's beautiful. So they get off that machine from that one planet that was out there, and they zero in on the house, abduct the whole house and everything there in stopping time. Remember, they can stop time if you're living in time. Transport that beautiful house and everything in it to one of their planets in the Beyondo, wherever the alien wants to put it, and maybe they have the same block situation, maybe they copied everything, put the house in there, and voila, they got this beautiful house. And then they'll take that house blueprint and put it where the house was and destroy it. And then you got just rubble on the ground with nothing standing. So that's what one planet did. The other planet was there to take people's brains and to put worms in their brains. So I won't go much further than that. So that's what these two planets were doing. So they're probably not around any longer. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, I hope they're not around any longer. That's a good thing. Okay. Yeah, interesting. All right, so we have another testimonial. It says, I smell a certain odd smell around humans that I started smelling about 2 weeks ago when the gold energy oxygen code were started, when we started doing them. Very interesting. I have not particularly notice that, but I'm not around a lot of people very often. Okay.
Well, that's a good observation. Yeah, a very good observation.
Yeah. Hey, do you think there's something to that, Ron?
Well, with the person's probably smelling clones.
Yeah. What?
Smelling clone energy.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if this was a response to something, but it says, be sure you are in reality. Do the be here and now clearing. But if you're not near a computer or access to internet, then do the mind to heart drop. They may be responding to the person that wrote in about having computers in her office.
Yeah, you can also... if you think you're out of your body, you can pinch yourself, you know, gently. You don't want to draw blood or anything, you know, or get a bruise, but pinch yourself, and that will tend to alert your spirit because your body is kind of waking up more. And at that point, it will come back to you. So, back to you.
Oh, that's awesome. It's the old pinch yourself. I got to know where I'm at. Okay, then another suggestion is to do the alien holographic reality disconnect. I have to see if this was a thread. Okay. Those two that were just mentioned are free clearings. In case people are unfamiliar with them, they are listed on the left-hand side of the website under free clearings. It's a drop-down menu. Okay. And so we have another testimonial. It says, Gold Oxygen Healing Special. Hi, Ron. Before you offered the special Gold Oxygen Healing at the start of this month, I was having some difficulties with breathing for about 2 weeks prior. I normally never have difficulties with breathing, and so this was quite unusual for me. However, as soon as I started running the Gold Oxygen Healing, my breathing difficulties disappeared, and I was breathing normally. Thank you so much for this special free healing. It is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Good. And you said that you recommend the gold simply because you discovered that that is the one that has been being kind of kept from us.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, or it was corrupted energies.
Okay, good. And I think many of us are still running it. I know I am. So just going to let it go for a while. Okay. I think this is in a response to something, but I'm not sure. Okay. I feel so much better since the recent organ rejuvenation call 2 weeks ago. I was usually hot, and I could not stand to wear any warm clothing. This was downright dangerous in the winter, since I live in a cold climate in the northern states. Thanks for fixing my body's thermostat, Ron.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting cold around here. Okay. This one says, staying protected in a hospital. Hi, Ron. If I have to visit someone in hospital, what are the best clearings or things I can do to protect myself as much as possible before I go there? And thanks for your help.
Well, the shrink wrap can help, you know, somewhat. You probably want to do entities. And then you also want to do, I would say, the, you know, this is whole life clearing. So entity clearing. And possibly energetic cord release to get rid of the stuff. Remember, when you go into the hospital, you may walk out with arms and legs on you. You may have an extra brain on your head, you know, where they did some kind of brain surgery. You may have some, you know, skeleton parts attached to you, maybe a couple extra bladders or whatever. So you're going to have all this stuff on you that's looking for a host. So, and then from there, it could also come into your body and give you those conditions of the people that had these body parts removed. So, I would definitely take a nice, good shower and probably at least run those two clearings. Maybe something else you could run. You know, I would probably run the infection body, you know, because you could catch something and it could manifest maybe in 6 months on down the road. So I'd run the infection body, and then I would make sure that your mind, your body is fully turned on. So what you would do is, you know, do the death barcode clearings. You have to send me an email to let me know how many death barcodes you get, and you want to get the unlimited version also. So you get, you know, two different clearings there, to pay for two different ones. And I can tell you how many death barcodes you have, and that will clear them out of your life so you feel better. And then when you have the unlimited, then you have the options of stress and, I think, fear, and there's a couple other ones there too. And you put the same number of the death barcode in there and clear that. And then after you do that, then you want to also email me and ask how many death barcodes are on the mind of the body. And typically, a death barcode for your physical body is maybe going to be, I'd say probably between, you know, maybe 3 and 10 for most people. The mind of the body, you know, could have anywhere between maybe 30 to 300 of them on it. So you want to get that cleared off so that it's fully functional, so you'll be functional. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Ron, somebody wrote in, they said, uh-oh, I smelled this smell around my mom. The alien oxygen code removes this smell. Looks like my mom is a clone.
Yeah, very possible. It could be something worse. It could be an AI body. You don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So you just smell on the residue. Remember, the clones are living off of that smelly energy. So because of that, when you start to recognize it, you know that, you know, you're in a different land here, you know? So you're dealing with people that are clones more than humans, and they have a different type of oxygen, and that's why the aliens change the oxygen for them, and they don't really care about you that much. So that's why we have that clearing up, so you can, you know, at least do the gold ones. There's other colors too you may want to try, you know, on down the road, and just see which ones benefit you. So back to you.
Okay, and then somebody else wrote in, what do the clones smell like, to the person who gave the testimonial? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Ron, was there any sample healings or healings that you wanted to do tonight?
Yeah, I'll do one for people who have cold feet.
Okay.
So typically, cold feet could be from having this energy in your DNA, maybe it's having frostbite, or just, I could say poor circulation, but that may not be the cause of it. We could just use that for an instance. And also, maybe somebody was walking in water a lot. So here we go. Let's see if we can warm your feet up. So I'll do a clearing on this, then we'll bring your spirit into your body through your feet to warm them up also, to further assist this. So here we go. Let's work on the feet, cold feet. I'll count to 100. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, when I'm counting, you're having source energy going to your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Get a drink of water here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Should be changing now for people who do have cold feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now I'll bring your spirit into your body through your feet. So I'll use the word out and in to do that. It may get a little dizzy. But just hang on. Here we go. So out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Okay, so just see if your feet's warmed up for you there. Back to you, Michelle.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Okay, somebody wrote in about the Tuesday courting call book clearing. They said, yes, Ron, I'm interested in a book clearing on the website. Now, we don't obviously currently have one. Is there anything a person could do? I know that you've suggested to just get rid of all your books, pretty much, but maybe they need them, but they don't want to be attached to them or something. Could that be an object clearing?
Boy. Yeah, that could possibly work. Maybe open the book up and, you know, maybe do what's in front of the computer monitor screen. Maybe do it for 5 minutes and just see if it tended to neutralize it for you. So give that a try, I guess. That might be all that I can help you with on that right now. So, back to you.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to read this email. It says, oxygen gold recommended to do on strange people in my life who know of your clearings but not doing them. So when the gold infusion was put up, I am steering them there because this is practical, that they can get immediate relief, and then they may go further doing whole life clearings. Yes. And the oxygen clearing is free. So that's a good place to tell people to start. If there's a new listener tonight who was not aware of this particular, that Ron has recommended we do this, you can find this clearing. It is free. It's on the front page of the website. On the left-hand side, it says free healing. And then if you scroll down, it says alien oxygen code removal. And you press go. And then you fill it out. And you only do the first one. You only do step one, and then you put gold in there. So there's a drop-down box for that, too, and you do gold. And, Ron, you still want us to just do step one, is that correct, or oxygen one?
Yeah, just do the first one. We have a banner up that was just recently put up on the website on the very top that you can click on, and it'll bring you right to that page where it's defaulted to 1,000 minutes. And it only has that step one in there. So it's on the very top of the website, and you can go there to find it also.
Oh, perfect. Here it is.
If you don't, and so if your browser hasn't been refreshed, or if you haven't refreshed the website page, it'll still show the old page as you go into it. So do the refresh on it, and it should bring up that new page for you. So back to you.
Yeah, great. Okay, so I found it. It's right here at the top in the middle, and it's in a yellow rectangular box that says January Personal Oxygen Empowerment Free Gold Oxygen Healing Infusion Special. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Good stuff. Okay, great. So, now, a couple things we have coming up. If anyone is interested in going to the Los Angeles conference, now is a great time to secure your room, a plane ticket, and your tickets to the show. And I'm going to give you those dates because you have just a little bit less than a month. The show is going to take place February 9th, 10th, and 11th. And, Ron, are you going to be doing a special talk on Monday the 12th again?
Yes, it starts at 11 o'clock on Monday. Yes, the post-expo workshop.
Okay, so if you're in the L.A. area or you want to make a special trip to meet Ron, he'll be there all weekend. And also, he always has the light chamber up, and I believe for $100, you can get an unlimited ticket, which means anytime you come to the booth and you say, I would like to go in the light chamber, we will have you go inside and turn it on for you, and you can clear yourself off, basically, and do it as many times as you like during the weekend. Otherwise, it's $20 for one time. And then there's another fee for, I think, four or five clearings package. But if you're going to be there all weekend and you show up on a Friday, it's a great deal to just get that done all weekend. And you can really clear a lot off of yourself, so it's very beneficial. Okay, and then...
I guess we can run that special here. We did it last time where it's $200. And you can send us, you know, the receipt for the donation and a picture of you, and we'll put your picture into the next three expos that we go to. So in February, it's, you know, in Los Angeles, LAX Hilton. And then in March, we're flying back to New York again for the new Life Expo. That'll be at the New Yorker Hotel, Pug 10 Station. And then after that, I think it's the end of April, I believe, we're going to San Mateo. And that's in California. So we have basically Los Angeles and maybe Northern California there for two expos. So if you wanted to have your picture in all three locations, then it would be $200 for that special. Otherwise, if you just want one, it's $100, and we need to get the picture in maybe 5 days before the expo, we'll say, starts, so we can get it printed out and have it ready to put into the chamber. So back to you.
Okay, great. So that's a really good deal, because if you were to go to the conferences, it would be $100 for each time for unlimited. This is you will get the healings anytime we're running it, every time. And it's really a savings of $100 because it'll be at three conferences instead of two. So for $200, it's a good deal. Okay, so if anyone is interested and they want to learn more about this particular expo, it is on the website ConsciousLifeExpo.com, or you can just type in LA Conscious Life Expo and the website will come up and you can get your tickets and find out what is the best hotel to go to and organize all that. Okay, so hope to see you there. It's always really great meeting people. So, okay, and then the other thing that we have coming up fairly soon is going to be the Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing Session, and that is going to be Saturday, January 20th. It's a two-hour call. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it is $20 per participant. And I believe this is a follow-up to one that we did previously, or is this completely different than the brain partition?
It's ongoing, so it doesn't matter if you didn't go to the first one or not. You know, the more you go to, the more work you get. So that's just the way to look at it. It's not that you're going to miss something. So okay. That's a wonderful call. Hopefully you'll be there too. And you can feel better. Maybe we can ask for some testimonials just briefly right now from a couple people who were on the call, how much better they feel and how their brain is working and functioning better. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So if you're a newcomer and you haven't received the email yet, you may receive emails by signing up at www.creationlightship.com. And they'll send you an email about this. But on the email, it's listed that the mandatory prerequisites for this particular healing are the emotional whole lifetime clearing and also the mental whole lifetime clearing. And then there's additional recommended ones that will benefit you even more, and that would be the cellular mental clearing, the harmonic clearing, the magnetic twisted body, the mind matrix bundle, and the mental barcode. So all those are even better. It always just, the work just keeps going deeper and you get more out of it. So very good. Okay, well, I don't have too many more new emails. Let's see, what else would you like to discuss while I look through some of the other ones and see if there's anything else we can talk about from there on?
Well, since you've all probably been doing the gold oxygen, and you know what that has done for you, let's try the white oxygen. So I just happened to select that at random here. So here we go. Let's try the white oxygen and see if that also, you know, will augment the gold. So I'm going to count to 100 and take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and just kind of see if that one also is helping you. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, Ron, this was sent in just a few days ago. It says, should we do the Earth Protection Timeline Crash to not get on those clone devices Earth that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I think I would do that because that clearing always helps. So I would say yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. So that one is also free, and it's called the Earth Protection Timeline, and it's under free clearing, again listed on the left-hand side of the website on a drop-down box. So Earth Protection Timeline, and I know that does a lot. It does a lot to help the Earth. Okay. Okay, now this one says, get back if on any of the cloned Earths. It was mentioned earlier, the current life or past life version of cloned bodies living on cloned Earth is a good tool if you are not sure. So there's actually four separate clearings, and those are... there's current lifetime on cloned planets, current lifetime on other planet Earth, past lifetime on cloned planets, and past lifetime on cloned Earth. there are four of those. I think the person's wondering, you know, maybe if you could talk about those or if you are suggesting that those be used.
Well, that's what we first had on timeline crashing. I didn't have any timeline crashing I wasn't really talking about timeline crashing, so we had no clearings. So this is what people were using initially, and they all had this wonderful success. Even they slept better. So just pick one of those and give it a try. You know that you are on cloned Earth, which could help you out a lot. So I would probably do that one first. So back to you.
Okay, good. All right, that's interesting. I didn't know that those were created before the timeline crashes were done. So, good to know. Okay, and as many of you know, we have written on the front of the website the details about how to get the second whole lifetime healing for half price, or for half of the person's age that you're buying it for. And that's basically to email Ron with the one that you did buy and the one that you would like to buy, and he will give you permission to go ahead and buy the second one that's at half the cost of the person's age. So if you need to email Ron, his email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And just keep it short, and that's it.
Yep, and so if you have bought a clearing, one clearing for $100, you know, or more, and it was not a whole lifetime clearing, that will qualify you to get a whole lifetime clearing for half price. So that's an option for you, too. So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, Ron, that is pretty much it. For me, I don't have any more new information coming in. Let me just see if I have one thing here. Oh, no, that was something that already occurred. I thought possibly it was a testimonial, but it looks like I am done for the night.
Well, let's see. We could do another oxygen clearing since that's helping people so much. So what color should I do for oxygen, Michelle?
Well, can we do silver?
Okay. So, again, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and just see if this one is needed for you. So here we go, silver. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So send us a little email, a little ditty on how this oxygen helped you, along with how the white oxygen did. Just it doesn't need to be real long. And we'll just maybe talk about it on the show. We have maybe about 5 minutes more to go here. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, well, I think that's it. I think our time is up, Ron. So I believe I will see you guys next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll do another clearing because we got a little bit of time to go because we were a little bit late.
Oh, okay.
And
great.
Started. So we got about 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
So what can you pull out of the hat, Michelle?
Well, if you want to do more oxygen clearings, that'd be great.
It might get kind of confused for people because there's so many of them, you know?
There are. What is the difference between all the different colors?
It's a different frequency that the aliens are taking away. Remember, they're abducting these energies, okay? So you're not getting what's supposed to be here for your body. And they're making the oxygen that you're breathing compatible for the clones to breathe. They don't really care about you, so they're making it compatible for the clones. And that's why they smell different. So as you do your clearings and you get the energies put back into the oxygen, then you start to smell what clones smell like sometimes. So I'll do a release here of clone dead skin. And also this is what they exhale is this carbon monoxide, which is what they actually live on. So here we go. Let's release the dead skin off of your skin. So this is kind of like, you know, you got slime. We do have a slime clearing and another clearing. I think we have three clearings that deal with skin. I can't recall the names of them quite yet, but we have the web coat clearing, slime, and there's something else. But anyway, here we go. Let's just get rid of the dead skin on you. So I'll count to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And now we release the dead clone skin that's inside of your nose, down your throat, in your lungs, in your respiratory system. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So hopefully your skin feels better. You want to take a shower after the BBS show tonight. And I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you for those clearings. That was great. Okay, good. Yeah, should we do more different clearings on the alien oxygen code? Should we do different colors on our own?
Yeah, you could do that. You know, it's there available for you. But I would probably stick with keeping that gold one running, you know, and or try, you know, try different color if you like and see how that affects you. And then after that, put back on the gold one because you want the gold one for the whole month here and do that as much as possible. And most people just do it at night, so it's no big deal. Their computer's running, and it's bringing in source energy into your location where you are. So do we have any testimonials that just maybe came in? Anybody out there communicating to us?
No, not yet.
Wow, what if they're asleep?
Maybe you put everybody to sleep. I don't know.
Okay, so if they do come in, we'll answer them, read them on the next DBS show, and that will be on Friday Station 2, same time as this one here. So let's just do a closing here then. So everybody, let's do the mind to heart drop. And to do this, we have to command our spirit to work for us. So here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, or if you've been doing it for a while, then just 2, 3, 2, 1. But for the newbies, you want to do the full count, and you can feel the energy dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to our show this evening. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.